Blog Talk Radio.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly going at it, you know what I'm saying? People hate it. Cameron pointing his finger, like, you mad.
Subject that is really starting to concern me because I keep hearing more and more of it. And it's a problem that's been happening for probably hundreds of years, so it's not new information that is happening, but it's something that needs to be discussed, or that I would like to discuss with you guys today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about your protection that starts with you. I run into a lot of people. Plus, of course, like everybody else, I look at the news and, you know, and listen to the radio and watch television, and I'm constantly seeing issues with people and the problem with abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, email abuse. And when I say email abuse, I mean people being harassed or ridiculed on the emails. Kids committing suicide and killing themselves, you know, because of low self-esteem or information that's gotten out that is, used against them. And it's almost like a form of terrorism. But anyway, I'd like to talk about all of those subjects. I'd like to talk about physical abuse. I'd like to talk about mental abuse. I'd like to talk about self-esteem. I'd like to talk about, people taking action and taking responsibility for the things that they're doing and taking responsibility for what they allow people to do to them. Because I think this is a very, very scary thing. You know, I talked with a young lady very recently, and she, little petite, young lady, very intelligent, presently going to college, actually is presently attending ODU. And this young lady is just so self-assured, so confident, not arrogant, not a foul mouth, sarcastic or egotistic person, but just a young lady that's very confident about herself. And then I look at some of the other young ladies that I've gotten to meet in my lifetime that are older or younger, and they have zero self-preservation. They have zero self-esteem. You know, they don't take up for themselves. They end up in relationships that are just so toxic, it's almost unbelievable. You know, and I've also realized from meeting some of these people's parents, or grandparents, that it seems to be a cycle. It seems to be something that they feel that they have to do. Now, mind you, I said men and women. I said ladies and gentlemen. So this isn't just women that I'm seeing this happen to. I'm seeing this happen to men, too. However, the numbers that I'm seeing for men and the men that I've spoken to that have this problem, what I'm seeing, that number is a lot lower. Or should I say it's more of a closet community of men that are being abused. Now, this conversation that we're going to have today, my basis is on abuse in general, be it physical, mental, what have you. And for the most part, I'm talking about mostly people that are in relationships with, people of the opposite gender. But please don't dismiss the fact that the same problem is happening with people that are in the what we call same-sex relationships, and that also needs to be addressed. first off, just to give you a little bit of a background on why I feel that I can speak on this or what experience I have, I am a martial arts instructor. I also teach rape aggression defense, basic and advanced. I also teach resisting aggression for women and resisting aggression for children and children's awareness. I've also taught self-defense for law enforcement and still teach self-defense for law enforcement, and actually have a program that I teach called Positive Self-Defense. And I've been doing this for close to 40 years. So that's where I'm coming from with my background, along with the fact that I was also a member of law enforcement for about 12 years in New York City and in the state of, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And also, I was a member of the United States Marine Corps for about 22 years and have dealt with all different types of force and had to partake in different actions in my lifetime where force has been necessary on different levels. So that's where my little background comes from on the subject that we're going to talk about. And I presently also volunteer and I teach for the Sexual Assault Victims Advocate Service for Northern Virginia, and I've been doing that for approximately 10 years. So, and I've done that on a monthly basis. And I've also, you know, I'm mediator, done mediations and things of that nature. So that's where I feel that I have a level of expertise and a level of experience that is a little different than most of the people that you're going to meet on the street. But anyway, coming back to the subject that I'd like to talk about, and I'm going to slow down. This particular subject really kind of upsets me. You know, it bothers me. So sometimes I might start speaking a little faster than I should, and that's because I want to get everything out, and it's something that really gears me up. Anyway, ladies, gentlemen, nobody has a right to put their hands on you. That is true. However, you also should remember that you do not have a right to push a person to where that person feels that they should touch you, put their hands on you, or do any of those things. Because guess what? If they do, and you're not prepared to defend yourself accordingly, you are going to be the victim of that wrath. And you can threaten them and all of those other things. But like I've said to many people many times, please understand, yes, they do not have a right to put their hands on you. Yes, you can call the police and law enforcement and child protective services and all of those other things. However, at the moment that you have done whatever it is that you have done, or at the moment they have perceived that you have done something to them, 9 times out of 10, there is no law enforcement standing there next to you. 9 times out of 10, there is nobody that's going to necessarily come to your aid. And we live in the world today where there's a strong, strong possibility that even people that are standing next to you are not going to get involved. They're going to stand there and be like rubberneckers on the highway. They're going to look back, stop, look back, but nobody is going to take any action to assist you. If you are in a toxic relationship, if you are in a relationship where you've got somebody that has put their hands on you more than once, all right, and in some cases, many times, you need to remove yourself from that relationship, be it that you're a man or a woman. Here's my problem. My problem is, okay, fine, they didn't do anything that bad this time. What happens to that one time when they do something bad? Or what happens to that time where you have now finally had enough? They have crossed the line, they have put their hands on you one time too many, and you have stayed around, and you've let that anger, you've let that hostility within you grow. You've let that virus of hate, of I'm not going to take it anymore, of this is the last time, grow to a level to where now you are capable of doing anything. You are capable of reducing yourself to the same level of physical violence as that individual. That is a bad thing. Again, you have a right to defend yourself. You have a right to protect yourself. But also remember that the right that you have to defend and protect yourself applied when you kept going back to this loser. You kept going back to this double zero. I talked with a lady that's actually older than me, and her and her husband have been married for more than 30-something years. And she called me up because she was interested in possibly taking self-defense. Okay, I explained to the young lady that, one, I am not a counselor. You know, if she's in a hostile and violent relationship, she needs to seek help from law enforcement, and she needs to seek help from someone that is more of a mental counselor or social counselor, somebody that could sit down with her and give her the right information and all of the right resources that may be necessary for her particular relationship. It just so happened that this lady was Indian. And she was telling me how, you know, her significant other doesn't allow her to drive, you know, has hits on her and does all of these different things. And me, I felt very limited, you know, because the lady basically just wanted to voice her particular problem. She wanted somebody to talk to. And I talked to her, and I explained to her, you know, to the best of my ability, what I thought maybe some of her options were, and I told her to please seek, again, professionals that could assist her. But this wasn't a lady that has been going through this for, you know, she wasn't 13, 15, 18, 20. This was somebody that was, I believe, older than me. And she has been in that relationship for a long time. And this lady was telling me that, you know, in her culture, that's the way things are. Now, this is what this lady is telling me. I am not insulting the Indian culture or the Spanish culture or anybody else's culture. I'm just telling you what was told to me. Her mindset was because of the way that she was raised, because her father, her grandfather, all of these people did the same things to her mother, her grandmother, so forth and so on, that she felt that, you know, she didn't really have a recourse. Well, what I ended up saying to the young lady was, okay, if that's the case, then what you need to understand is that that was then and this is now. Now we need to take a hold. We need to evaluate our situation. We need to understand that we're all here for a purpose, and that purpose is given to us by a much higher power than the individual that is abusing you or swinging their hands at you. And that, you know, in order for you to reach the true potential that you need to reach, then you need to get out of any relationship where you're not comfortable or where you feel that your safety is in jeopardy, because you can't function, or most people cannot function in that type of an environment, dealing with that type of lifestyle. When I've taught rape aggression defense classes, you know, I've spoken with women. And again, most of my experiences with women, I have dealt with men too, but most of my experiences with women. And I've dealt with people that were very educated, yet again, they were in toxic relationships. You know, I've dealt with people that, you know, again, master's degrees, doctorate's degrees, yet they're going to the, you know, the local biker bar looking for Mr. Right. You know, and I don't mean just Mr. Right now, I mean Mr. Right. The chances of finding him in there aren't impossible, but they're probably not probable. And I've had to explain to some of these people, because some of these people, they seek help to a certain extent. And then once they get close to something that might be helpful to them, something that might take away the environment into which they've become accustomed, it doesn't work. Then they back up. Then they don't want to continue because it's not really what they were looking for. And the problem with these people is that they really don't really want the help. You know, they like their misery. They like their pain. Out on Facebook, I recently put out a thing about pain is the ultimate ultimate teacher and instructor. You know, through pain you learn great lessons on what not to do and how to not experience that pain again. But at the end of that, I also put, however, there are many people that really, really like their pain and they continue to go back to it. So today's show is to kind of put you people that really like your pain on blast and tell you, you know, if you've got a person that's abusing you, you need to get away from them. You need to seek help. There's help out there for you, okay? There's people out there that will try to help you. However, if you continually go back to the same abuser or the same type of abuser, or you exchange one type of an abuser for another type of an abuser, you're going to have problems. You're going to continue to have problems. You're not going to find happiness. Every man and every woman that you get with is going to be a loser. Why? Because you continuously decide to gravitate towards basically losers. There are a lot of good people out there, okay? A lot of good people, but there are also several bad. I think the good actually outweighs the bad. However, if you stay with the bad, then that's what you're going to find. That's what you're going to experience. Life is too short, ladies and gentlemen. It's too short to be wasting on people that mean you no good and are not going to do anything to help you experience living. You know, it's one thing to be alive, and it's another thing to actually live and live a life that's worth living. Many people do not truly live a life that's worth living. So, the first thing starts with you. It starts with yourself, your self-belief, your faith in yourself. Okay, God provides, okay? But God provides to those who take what he's provided to them and moves forward. Again, ladies, this down low thing, if the guy is gay, the guy is gay, okay? The fact that you happen to have a child with him doesn't make him not gay. Guys, if your girl is gay, the fact that she's your wife does not mean, unless you're ready to deal with that type of a relationship, I mean, if that's what you want to deal with and you want to subject your children and your family to, then so be it. You know, you'll have to deal with any social repercussions or moral repercussions or problems that you have with your children moving forward. You know, that's totally, again, on you. But you need to understand what you're getting involved with. You need to understand you, for the most part. You know, if you're a guy that's insecure and you've got a young lady that's with you that's bi, then you don't think that your insecurity is going to be any better, you know. Plus that, guys, give you a newsflash. You can't compete with another woman. Yes, you bring something different to the table. However, the other woman can probably purchase something that will be the equivalent. So, again, this is a little bit hard for the show, but let's look at things as they are, all right? You know, think of it like the Energizer Bunny. It keeps going and going and going. Ladies, guys, please be yourselves. Try to find the person that's going to work with you. Try to find the person that fits you. If you have a toxic mindset and continually find toxic relationships, then again, seek some help. Seek somebody that can talk to you and help you to understand you a little better so that you can move forward. I talked with a lady actually yesterday, and she was telling me about some of her friends, and this lady is old enough to be my mother, and I'm not exactly the youngest man. And this lady was telling me that she's got some friends that are older, you know, and every month or however, they go off to their little special places where they can do things that a lot of us do not consider to be normal. You know, as in, I believe, the tie-up and the bondage and all of that stuff. Well, guess what? Those people, to me, are fine. And the reason that they're fine is because they're consenting adults. They are only doing it to each other. They're not trying to recruit anybody. They're not trying to bring into anybody into their fold. They keep it amongst themselves, all right? And, you know, what they do, they keep amongst themselves. Some of them talk about it, you know, quite outwardly. But the point is they're not involving kids. They're not trying to solicit anybody in. They're not taking advantage of anybody. They're not snatching anybody off the street. They're not killing each other, all right? Their appreciation for pain is mutually shared with the person that they're with. And most of these people, if they're married, they're doing it with each other. If they're not married, they're part of groups that do what they do, all right? I cannot have anything negative to say about them. It's just like if a person decides that a heterosexual relationship is not for them. Whatever trips your trigger, have a good time. However, don't agree to something because you want to make somebody happy. And also understand that if you agree to something and it doesn't make you happy, you have the right to decide that enough is enough, I don't want to do it anymore, and move on with your life. None of us are perfect. None of us are, you know, omnipotent. You know, we all make mistakes. We all have problems. We are all humans, and we are subject to fail. If you make a mistake or three, because you usually make more than one or two, if you make some mistakes, it's all right to regroup, look at what happened, make an honest decision on what you need to do next, and then change. All right, part of life is reinventing yourself. You were born as a baby. As a baby, you couldn't walk, you couldn't talk. As time went on and your muscle developed, you reinvented yourself. You were crawling. You were crying. You could now hold your bottle. You could now go get your bottle. You could stand up. You could walk. You could run. All of those things. That progression in life doesn't stop because you finished high school, or it doesn't stop because you finished college, or it doesn't stop because you're married with a kid, or you're married with three kids, or you're a grandparent, or you're a great-grandparent. That growth continues all your life. That development continues all your life. I said once before, when you stop learning, you stop growing, and you never want to stop learning because you never want to stop growing. Again, the human power to do great things is phenomenal. You know, the human ability to move to the next level, to develop into things that most people dream of is just amazing. But it's also up to you. It's up to you what you want to be, who you want to be, and how you want to do the things that you want to do. Don't let anybody sell you short. All right, you guys will always hear me talk about live your dreams. You'll always hear me talk about you are a sad shadow of what you could possibly be. I am a sad shadow of what I could possibly be. It's just that every day I'm trying to get a little bit closer to what I could possibly be. Nobody is perfect. None of us live in a vacuum. Everything that we do, there's a cause and effect. Please keep that in mind. I also recommend to every lady and every man, I understand that men are supposed to be able to protect themselves. However, take some self-defense classes, all right? I understand that women, you know, you don't have to worry about that. You can do this, that, and the other thing. I still recommend to every woman, take some self-defense classes. Take some martial art classes. Find yourself a gym and get in shape, okay? Ladies, if it's hanging and it's hanging a little lower than it's supposed to, that's your body telling you that you're starting to atrophy, all right? You're starting to gain weight. Why? Because you're not doing anything to maintain yourself. I was looking at a site on Facebook the other day, and it was the Over 40s Club, all right? Well, There were some people on there that looked pretty good for 40, but there were some people on there that looked really bad for 40 and over. I tell people all the time when they tell me, man, you still look the same as you did in high school. I tell them, well, thank you. And then when they go, man, how do you look so young? Man, you look a lot younger than you are. My words are, mm-mm, I look my age. What they don't get is, basically I'm saying, I look my age, maybe you don't. That's why you're seeing me as looking younger than I actually, looking younger than I am. I look my age, and I could still use some work. Trust me. But anyway, ladies, it's your life. Take responsibility for it. Gentlemen, it's your life. Take responsibility for it. Stop blaming everybody else for your problems, your headaches, and all of the above. Understand that things happen, and things are going to happen to you just like things are going to happen to me. Understand that we all have one life to live. Don't waste it on stupid stuff. Don't waste it by not trying to live your dream and not doing things to move yourself, your family, your life, your career, and all of those other things forward. I would love to see everybody sitting on the beach, eating lobster, drinking pina coladas or whatever drink, again, trips your trigger, and having a good time. However, I already know from experience that 97% of the people that I meet will never live their dreams because they'll never take enough stock in themselves to move themselves to live their dreams. They'll never take the chance that could have meant all the difference in their lives and in their worlds. They'll stay in a zero job with a zero career, dealing with zero people, not realizing that, again, they could have been the next Oprah, the next Bill Gates, the next, you know, the person that had the cure for cancer. I think it was Les Brown that said when he dies, he wants his grave to say dead and used up. Okay? Jim Rohn, another one of my mentors, you know, he says you have the Book of Seasons. Well, guess what? In the Book of Seasons, there's the cycles of life. There's the effect of the environment and your circumstances. There's the value of attitude. There's the constant, predictable pattern of change. There's the spring. There's the summer. There's the fall. There's the winter. However, it all starts with the beginning. The beginning is when you were born. If you've already wasted too much time, let's stop wasting any more and let's move forward to do the things that we do. From the bottom of my heart, please, move forward. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for you. You're not just doing it for you. You're doing it for your family. All right? Shinon Hector Pereira said, he was a martial artist. He created the Miyamaru system of jiu-jitsu. He said that training is like a life insurance policy. You hope you never have to use it, but if you ever do, you're very glad that you had it. So with that said, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for listening to my show today. I truly appreciate it, and I'm honored to have you as listeners. Please share the show with as many people as you can. You can actually find us on Facebook. You just type in Zurriane, that's Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, and you'll actually find our page or find the page for Zurriane, and I'll be more than happy to friend you. We also run Z-Success, so you can go to www.izig.com/Z-Success, and you can go on there if you're looking to try to improve your finances. Again, that's www.izig.com/Z-Success, which is Z-S-U-C-C-E-S-S. And we'd be more than happy to have you. Thank you again for listening. I truly appreciate it. And as always, today is now.